Thank you. Len Aldis is from Tower Hamlets CND, who have been doing a lot of work locally against the arms fair.
Well, this will be the third such event that Tower Hamlets CND has taken part in, opposing, of course. The first one, in 1999, was held in West India Docks, and that type of the event then was purely the ships and so forth. Now, as Gideon says, the last two events have taken place at Exile, where everything has been combined into one massive site. Since 99, of course, the event has grown. We've got more exhibitors, more buyers, more improved weapons, and shown how to kill people and injure, and including kids. It may well be that we'll have on display at Exile cluster bombs, which have been used to great effect in Afghanistan, Iraq, used by us, and of course in Vietnam. And today that is still killing people in Vietnam 28 years after the ending of the war. Plus, of course, depleted uranium. Now, the opposition to these two events has also grown, which is extremely good. Locally, there have been letters in the press. All of London MEPs, 10 of them, have been written to, and we've pleaded with them, in fact, to go to this arms fair and to see what kind of weapons are being displayed and offered for sale, and of course, who's buying them. So far, the MP for the area, is also part of MP for Tower Hamlets, has remained silent, as has that is Jim Fitzpatrick, as has the Mayor of Newham and the local councillors. This weekend is national conference for the CND, and we will be having Tower Hamlets CND. We will be having a resolution at that conference asking for these events to be cancelled and for the UK not to participate in any more events, even those held abroad. We're hoping that will be passed unanimously. CND will also be in the march tomorrow, taking place under the embankment, and at Exile itself throughout the 4 days of it. Let me end, if I may, with some interesting figures which I got from UNICEF yesterday. And I think it highlights, you know, the obscene nature of these events. Every 10 minutes, a child dies from diarrhea in the developing world. Every hour, 200 children die through the lack of clean water. For the 4 days of the arms fair at Exile, that will mean 5,760 children dying through diarrhea. 19,200 will die in those 4 days through the lack of clean water. Now, why the hell can't we use the skill of the people who are manufacturing these weapons, the money of those who buy them, and the profits of those who sell them, to save lives rather to destroy them? Thank you very much.